Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. It's Friday, and tomorrow's Saturday, and it's big playoff game. There are only four teams left in the 1A, well, across the board. You've got four teams left. It's the final four. And with me to talk about that, Dustin Houseman and J.D. Lorton. Welcome, fellas, into the studio. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dustin, of course, you were at the Carrollton game against Casey.
Brown County.
Brown County, right. Calvin had Casey. Yes. Tough day.
Yeah, it wasn't the outcome we were looking for, but nonetheless, we were proud of the boys. These boys never quit.
No.
And that's for one thing, and that's what you look for in a group of young men is their drive and their fight and their determination. And, you know, they were out there scrapping until the final buzzer. And
if you took away those that first, what, quarter?
First half,
basically. After that, played them even.
Yes, we did. And there again, that just shows the fortitude of the boys and the will to want to win, but not taking away from anything from Brown County. We were just sitting here discussing it in the studio. Last two games, they've won the turnover battle 9-1 in their favor, and when you do that, you're hard to beat.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And you had some good, great players.
Yeah. I mean, first thing, shout out to our All-Stater, senior Charlie Stump, Mr. Do-It-All for the football team. Good offensive weapon, good defensive player, good special teams guy, good punter. So, I mean, it's he's going to be missed for sure, like all our seniors are, because, you know, for a team that wasn't projected to do much, we did pretty good,
I thought. You sure did. You sure did.
We weren't given much of a Chinaman's chance to start the season to do anything, really.
Hey, J.D., the offensive coordinator of Calhoun High School football. You had plenty to deal with there Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, we had our hands full.
Yeah.
That was a really good football team.
It wasn't just a walk through the park.
No, it was a great high school football game. Number one, number two, their quarterback at Casey he's a special player. He was exceptional. The film did not do him justice. Just with his.
Now, how big a kid is he?
I'd probably say he's probably 6'1", yeah. 170, 6'2", you know, that 170, 180 range. But I mean, he was throwing. Yeah, we were trying to get to him. He's throwing off his front foot, you know, being able to sidearm across the field. I mean, the kid had just a rocket for an arm. And and it was really a game of change of momentum. You know, we scored in three plays.
Yeah.
After we got him three and out, you know, then they came back. We were up 7-0. They took the lead 8-7. Then we scored.
Right.
Went back up, and then they scored with I think 19 seconds to go in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, it was a broken coverage play, but the kid was kind of running for his life. And I mean, threw a shot about 40 yards down the field and, you know, it was just a great play.
Yeah.
We were able to go in at halftime, make some adjustments, mm-hmm. You know, they did, you know, they had exceptional football players. You know, and they did score first and second half. And we were at that, you know, I just seen, you know, Coach Elmore, kind of seeing the kids, you know, we got to make this, we got to change the momentum.
Yeah.
And
that's when it was fourth down.
It was before that.
Okay.
We stopped them.
Yeah.
And then we went down and scored. We kind of broke formation.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple matchups, you know, that we were able to move the ball through the air, and Earl Elmore hit Charlie Matthews on a tight end seam pass down to the one, and then we were down by two, and we got the 2-point conversion, and then we just seen it in the kids, you know, they're, you know, hey, it's 0-0,
yeah.
We're not chasing points,
right?
And that momentum, you know, went back to our way. And that whole second half, you know, at the end of the first half, we were starting to get to the quarterback. And then halfway through the third quarter, we started getting to the quarterback. And that fourth quarter, it was, we had all the momentum. And our kids played so hard. You know, they just, you know, they had a chance to fold, and they didn't. And they, I mean, they really showed, a lot of, not just pride. They just showed a lot of fight. And I was, the whole staff, we were just so proud of them.
Yeah. Well, what was the ball on? The 20?
I think it was a 23.
23, fourth down, fourth and what, four?
Four, yeah, three and a half, four. We had two possessions. We had
time on the clock, 3 minutes?
In the third. And
3 minutes in the third?
Yeah, we had in two series in a row, we had two crucial holding penalties. So it was first and 20, it was real windy. It was really windy out there.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of things you can pull out of your hat, against a good football team. But, the guys up top, they were saying, hey, we work all these. Yeah. What do you think? And Coach Elmore, when we're all in the headset, and he looked it over, and, man, he called it. And I tell you what, he's got a set on him to do it there at the 23. I'm not going to lie, because, Jack Good is a special player.
He is.
I mean, Jack Good has been he's a team captain. He's been the leader. But he is a –
That was crunch time.
He's a big play guy at big times.
Yeah.
And Jake Brandon made an excellent block, and he got through there, and I think he ran for 43 yards.
Yeah.
After that, we marched down the field, scored. And
that
wasn't
that it?
Oh, that was the final score.
Yeah.
We were able to do some things and kind of get them, instead of being proactive, reactive, on what we were doing. And, Charlie had a couple big catches, Charlie Matthews, in that drive, because of what we were doing with our motion, so we went opposite motion, came back across, and they had nobody to pick up our tight end. And Jake Brandon, he rushed for 100-plus yards. He's just a battling ram for us.
Yeah.
And, I can't say enough about all the kids, but that was a dogfight, and the week before was a dogfight. So,
you're going to have another dogfight.
Yeah, the Cowan Warriors have been in some dogfights here in the playoffs.
Oh, it's pretty exciting, though. I know you and Coach Elmore both played on championship.
Yeah, we all grew up together. Yeah. I mean, the staff is amazing. I mean, Coach Elmore. He works tirelessly in the off season, and we've had, I've been fortunate enough to coach these kids there since they've been in fourth and fifth grade, all the way through JFL and high school.
Do you think, you got these coaches that have already won state championships when they were their age, I mean, the kids got to be believing you when you say, okay, this is what we got to do.
It's been so long ago, they see pictures, they see trophies, but it's also, you have to get the group to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
Calhoun has had some down years in football. I mean, when I first moved back, there was a year we had 26 kids, We didn't think about going playing eight-man football, We knew kids were coming. Mm-hmm. You have to build it up to where, it's small school football. Everybody's got a role. Doesn't matter if you're a freshman or you're a senior. Everybody's got a role. And once you get the whole squad and the whole group and the whole community believing in that, I think this year, from fifth grade to senior in high school, we had like 140 kids playing football.
That's amazing.
It's huge.
Yeah.
For a school that has 180 kids.
Right.
So, the cupboard's not going to be dry by any means, but the kids they're watching it and they're believing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Coach Elmore, he does an amazing job. And Coach Longnecker, he was on those teams. Casey Longnecker, Steve Hill, and the unsung guy nobody talks about is Eric Weber. He breaks down the analytics. I mean, he knows the other opponent's offense better than anybody on the staff. Here's their tendencies. Here's what they're doing. Gives Coach Elmore on the defensive side just so much flexibility of what we can do. you know, and we're fortunate enough to have some good athletes that we can cover. You know, we can get pressure on the quarterback and things like that.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Dustin Houseman and J.D. Lorton with me here in studio. Dustin, he has been with Carrollton reporting games for us when we do the roundup, and J.D. is one of the coaches, offensive coach at Calhoun. Dustin, what's Calhoun got to do for Brown County?
Play Calhoun football.
Play Calhoun football?
Yeah. Like I said, mentioned earlier about turnovers, I think as long as Calhoun takes care of the football, which I think they will.
They're playing at home.
Yes, they're playing at home, which is huge in its own right. But, you know, like JD spoke of, the entire program has bought into their system. And when you can get that, you feel comfortable with the guy that's next to you, that he's going to do your job as well as helping you out if you might falter on your job. And so with that, that's a good recipe for success. And, you know, I've mentioned it before that, you know, Coach Elmore does great things at Calhoun, and JD's, you know, even emphasized more into the program, given an insight that I don't have, just from what I see on the outside looking in. And like I said, it's good that Calhoun is battle-tested, because that's what it takes this time of the year to not, like he said, fold when the pressure's on.
Yeah. How the team, are they healthy?
Yeah, we are. We finally...
You got beat up there a few weeks ago,
well,
weren't you?
You know, it's that time of year. Yeah. You know, everybody's got bumps and bruises, but, you know, for the most part, we'll be at 100% on Saturday.
That's big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge because we have some interchangeable parts, too. I mean, we've played 5 or 6 weeks with not our whole squad.
I mean, you had basically just enough to put an offensive starting team together.
Well, yeah, we've had some guys out, but it's the next man up mentality.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we do have a great group of kids that, you know, yeah, people don't blink when it's their numbers called, you know. So it's
are you excited about playing Brown County?
Yep. Sure am.
Yeah.
Because they're a good football
program. You beat them earlier. Second game of the season?
No, it was not week nine. We beat them week nine.
Week nine?
Yeah, it was a 21-12 game. It was a very physical game. They are very, very big. You know, it's just one of those
matchups. They are big.
Yeah, it's just one of those matchups that, you know, you have to be able to, you know, control the trenches and do things so their size can't take over. And, you know, they got a great stable of running backs. You know, if we can keep linemen off of guys like Walter Pleister,
yeah,
and Jake Brannon on the defensive side, you know, where they can flow the football, you know, those two guys go sideline to sideline. And they do an amazing job for us. If we can, our defensive ends can control their tight ends not get turned where they can't, you know, sweep the ball or run off tackle, you know, it's going to be one of the good old-fashioned WIVC smash-mouth football game.
How many thousands of people are going to be there to watch that game? What do you think?
Well,
How many trucks are already parked up on the hill?
Oh.
Tailgate.
There's 50-plus.
These guys, they park their truck up there, and they leave it all week.
Yeah. When we got back from Casey, it was over halfway full, and we didn't pull in until 7:45 at night. And
without their truck all week.
There wasn't a vehicle there when we left.
Oh shoot! So they're ready to go. Anything special going on for the game? Got anything going on?
A
lot of tailgating over to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's the fairgrounds, but you know, I don't have anything to do with that.
I know you
do. Our mind focuses on the Brown County Hornets. I can tell you that.
Are you going to be over there, Dustin?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What colors are you wearing?
Yeah, well, I've already started donning the red. I got a little red and black on the hat. And so, like I said, I supported Calhoun last year when Camp Point came in. You know, we spoke earlier. I do got a little Tassahooner blood in me.
Yeah.
From
you do?
Yeah, yeah. See Rostello's room over there. That was my great grandpa, Adolph Rostello. And then my grandma Betty graduated from Hardin High in 1926 when they were still the Tigers. So, you know, she was a proud Hooner.
And you said you were, you mentioned that you were close to maybe moving over to Calhoun when you were a kid.
I was. Like back
freshman high school or something?
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
I was real close. And like I said, it just didn't work out at the time being. But I have the utmost respect for Coach Johns when he was running the program those days, and just a tremendous motivator.
Hey, has anybody looked at Lena Winslow and Stockton? Those are the other two teams that are from the other side.
I have not. My plate's been pretty full, so yeah. I have not. But
Lena's been there a lot.
Yeah.
How about Stockton?
It's been a while. They
14.
Yeah, but they were a little bit more prevalent in the 90s too, 80s and 90s.
Yeah, Stockton was the 80-90 Lena Winslow current version.
Yeah.
They were a powerhouse.
Seems like Lena Winslow's been there forever.
I think they've had six appearances, don't they?
Yeah.
Six state championship games.
Yeah.
How many's Calhoun had?
We've had four. Three.
Three? Mm-hmm. And Carrollton's had two?
Two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, speaking of Lena and Stockton, they played week one on the new turf in Lena. Brand new field, brand new stadium. Stockton got the win. But, you know, speaking of injuries, they didn't have Aiden Wild, and you know, if you look at
guys, Aiden Wild, which team is he on?
Lena Winslow.
Okay,
might be the fastest kid in 1A football.
Really?
Rumor mill has it that he is clocked off a 4.37, and if you watch him run,
ooh,
yeah, you could probably see that speed coming out. He, I know week two, he was his first week released to play.
Yeah,
and he put up 8 touchdowns.
How do you handle a kid like that if you happen to play against him, JD?
Hey, that's Coach Elmore's gig, man. But we'll all get together and try to give our best front.
Unleash Walter Pleaster.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah. You unleash Walter Pleaster.
How fast is Walter? Walter, pretty quick.
Well, Walter is not blazing speed, but I mean, I'll tell you.
What's the key with Walter? Because he's been a tackling machine.
It's his instincts.
Yeah.
You know, Walter is a different human being when he puts a helmet on than he is. I mean, he's a real low key, super nice young man. You know,
kind of reminds me of another Lorton I used to watch play for Calhoun. You see him out on the street, he was smiling and hey, how you doing? And he puts that helmet on, and he was just a destroyer.
Yeah,
and
Walter has a different attitude. Puts a helmet on, but he has great instincts. But the guys in front of him, if they do their job. Know Charlie Matthews, Tommy Roth, Riley Lorschball, Tyler Grimes, they do their job and keep him clean to where he can flow the football. I'll put him up against anybody because he does it.
Yeah.
He knows how, he's got a nose for the ball. He's not going to win any, 100 meter dashes.
Right.
But I guarantee you when he comes to hit you, you're going to remember it because he hits like a ton of bricks.
I've said along, Walter is one of those kids that's a lot faster in game speed than he is in foot speed. And that's instincts.
Yeah.
His instincts puts him probably 0.2 seconds quicker in his 40 times.
Does he weigh 180?
Roughly, 170 probably.
Yeah.
But, just a hard nose, works all summer long, lifts all summer long, does football.
Does he play offense at all?
No, his little brothers are center, Warner.
Yeah, I knew Warner.
But, we try to keep him fresh,
Keep him fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, we're just, like I said, we're blessed. We got a lot of good kids and we got a lot of guys that can, hey, this week, these are the guys we're using. We're going to rotate you in there, but, there's nobody's selfish.
Yeah. And you got Lane Eilerman back last week.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Lane, very unfortunate with the wrist surgery he had to have, but, had an interception.
Did you, wrap that thing up?
Yeah, he's got a brace. He's wrapped. He's
got, a club around it.
Yeah, it's got a club. But, he had an interception against Casey. He played safety for us, did a good job. But, like I said, you know, the kids have bought in. They accept coaching. The one thing that I've known about these guys since they've been little, they will do anything for each other. They will do anything to win. Mm-hmm. You know, they, a junior class has lost 2 football games since they're in 4th grade.
Wow.
As a group.
Are you kidding?
As a group.
As a group.
Well, and I'll add to that that Tom Little said that this group right now, the only team that has beaten him consistently has been Calhoun through the years of
Tom Little.
The coach of Brown County.
Yeah.
Tom made that statement that the only team that has consistently beat this group that he has right now has been Calhoun. So.
And, yeah, we got some really good, like I said, Jack and the seniors have been amazing. You know, good leaders. Juniors have done their job. We got a great sophomore class. We got some of those guys that are right on the cusp that can be getting time.
Now, this week when you're practicing, is it lighter? Is it kind of?
It's not that it's lighter. It's shorter. Okay. You know, you're not going to go out there and bang heads for 2 hours. You're going to be more systematic. Uh-huh. You know, we want to get so many plays of defense. We want to get so many plays of offense. We want to make sure that our game plan is getting put in. We'll make sure that we do special teams twice a week, you know, for any wrinkle that they may be showing us.
Do you hit it all?
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be thud. You know, we're not going out there and, you know, laying people
right,
out.
Exactly.
You know, but it's.
I didn't know if he hit it all.
Yeah, we do. Okay. We every day we got helmet, shoulder pad, we got pads on. Uh-huh. You know, it's more. Let's get. It's a process. Monday is film and introduction of the game plan. Tuesday is installing the game plan. Wednesday is adding more to that. Thursday's adding more to that, and then Friday. By the time we get to Friday. Depending on what we see in practice, you know, we film it, we watch it.
Are you watching film as a team every day?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And looking at different segments of the game.
Yeah. And then also we, you know, with Huddle, we can track every kid. We know who's watching film. We know, you know, what's going on. And, you know, Coach Almore really expresses the importance of that. But as we're a team, it's probably 30, 40 minutes a day. But it's very segmented. You know, we're looking at, hey, this is what they're doing out of their top 3 formations.
Mm-hmm.
These are the plays out of each one of those formations on the defensive side. This is what they're doing to us if we're in, you know, tight end with 1 wide. This is what we're in base. This is for trips. These are the adjustments that they will make, you know, and on those adjustments, these are the plays that we want to get to. And special teams is huge. It's been huge for us.
Yeah,
all year long. You know, if we can flip the field, we haven't punted a lot, but when we do, we flip the field. But the other thing is, when the opposing team punts, our return game has been very good to where we, you know, we get really, really good field position.
I don't know if I've ever seen Calhoun pass so much as this year.
Well,
you've which is good. I mean, it's great. It opens things up.
It opens things up. We've got a, you know, special.
Earl's got a pretty good arm for a sophomore.
Man, he's a sophomore. He's got a rope, man.
Yeah,
he can sling it.
Yeah,
you know? And the thing about it is, we got guys out there that he can sling it too. You know, so you know, if we can get in a position where our numbers are good, we're gonna run it. If they're gonna pack it in, and we're not gonna run into a brick wall, we're gonna make them defend other parts of the field.
Seems like to me, JD, on the outside looking in, your passing game really got stronger when Charlie Matthews moved to tight end.
Well,
Charlie seems like he has taken that grasp of tight end and ran with it.
Well, he played tight end all last year for us.
Okay.
But what had happened is over the summer, we've seen our numbers, we've seen the guys that we were wanting to use, and we knew Charlie was going to be one of the best offensive linemen in the league, you know, and we had not really, you know, since I've been back, we haven't run our base stuff where we got, you know, 2 wides, 2 halfbacks where we can really balance the field. And we were, if early on we threw the ball a little bit, but our off tackle edge game was so much better. You know, we were able to get in space.
Hey, what time's the game Saturday?
1:00.
1:00. Be there early.
Ten. Be there at 10 a.m.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up because we run out of time. But it's been so good coming in.
I got to do my ending speech. You know, get out, support these young men. Like I said, we're down to one color.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Down to one color
it's
now.
It's a big fiasco.
Don your red.
All right.
And good luck, JD and squad. And we'll be there rooting you guys on.
That's for sure.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. You guys take care.